This is the Seabed Daily Text for Friday, July the 20th, 2018. The centrality of our Father in an age of gender confusion. Matthew 6:9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father. Consider this. First, for a warning label. Today's reading will frustrate some, be off-putting to some, and seemingly irrelevant to others. Many others will find it instructive in healing ways. One of the great barriers to a life of prayer is our own broken and distorted images of God. Our broken images of God need healing if we are to grow in prayer. I wrote the entry below, posted it, and later retracted it. Some of you got the post in your email yesterday, but most did not. I think I feared being misunderstood and criticized. I've decided to go ahead and run it. We all have a Father in heaven. We do not, or did not, all have a Father on earth. We all have a male progenitor, to be sure, but not necessarily a father. Many people who did not experience a good father in their childhood understandably have a difficult time approaching and experiencing God as a good father. Their image of a father is distorted. As a result, when it comes to God, many have rejected the image and language of a father. Some insist father language is a vestige of oppressive patriarchy and press for its eradication. Here's my question. Instead of allowing a broken father experience on earth to cause rejection of the possibility of experiencing a good father in heaven, why don't we allow for the possibility of a good father in heaven to heal our memory of a broken father on earth? I recognize the complex difficulties and often atrocious histories here, and I have no right to instruct anyone in their experience of God. I am attempting to offer pastoral wisdom. Some respond by noting the rich and many varied ways to know God's nature other than Father, even noting God's motherly qualities. True enough. However, the biblical prominence of Father language for God, most notably from Jesus, points to something essential and irreplaceable about the fatherhood of God as a core tenet of the Christian faith. To the extent we misunderstand the nature of God, we will misappropriate the nature of humanity. The present-day confusion around human gender is a case in point. As confusion around gender identity grows, our clarity around the personhood and nature of God must increase all the more. We must remember when we talk about God, we are not speaking in the categories of biology and gender, but rather theology and spirituality, the realm of spirit and truth. God has no gender. To call God Father does not mean God is in any way male, any more than to call God Mother would assign God to a feminine gender. Fatherhood, and for that matter, motherhood, are not so much biological categories as they are spiritual realities. They are spiritual identities exercised through spiritual practices. Some may be scratching their heads at this point, wondering why I have chosen to wade into these waters today and what this has to do with the disciples' prayer. We live in a day of unprecedented confusion when it comes to human gender. It creates barriers to prayer. As gender confusion increases, the state of human community divides and decreases. The way to community will not come through sociological or political theory, but from theological clarity. The foundation of theological clarity begins with the Word of God, revealed by Jesus, the Son of God, through the inspiration of the Spirit of God. So what does all of this have to do with prayer, and more specifically the disciples' prayer? Everything. After all, when Jesus taught us to pray, he revealed our starting place with two words. They are the two most game-changing words of Jesus. Our Father. The prayer. Almighty, ascended Lord Jesus Christ, you are high and exalted, yet nearer than our breath. We need your mind to gain clarity amid so much confusion in our culture and world today. Sort our confusion in your school of prayer and give us great patience. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The questions. Number one, do you see how our broken sense of God's image can hinder our praying? Number two, none of us had perfect parents. How does your experience of your parents growing up impact your present-day experience with God? For better and for worse. And number three, what shape has the healing of your own image of who God is and what God is like taken in your life? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.